All right, everybody. Oh, actually, since we're recording this before the Super Bowl, I was wondering if you could actually do two reactions.
Of course. One being
the 49ers losing.
Okay.
And then the other potentially the 49ers right. winning, just so we have two takes, and then we'll cut it in post later.
I have to shift my mindset a little bit.
Okay, so which one are you doing first?
First I was like, I'm already just Niners won, baby.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, keep that energy. All right. Let's keep this one.
Bang, bang, not a game, baby. We just won the shit, baby. That's Quest for Six. Quest for Six, bitch. We just did it. We capped that shit. Purdy, game manager? He's a game changer, baby. He's the man. Better than Mahomes, bitch. Swifties? Oh, no. I'm so sorry. You have to go to see a concert with Mahomes and Kelsey. Oh, he didn't propose at halftime, poor guy. Oh, I'm sorry. Purdy's the man, baby. Boom. What was the other one?
All right, let's do one more. but this time, they lost.
Okay.
And then also Taylor Swift proposed, or the vice versa, whatever. Just so we could have options again.
Ah, my God! Again, Mahomes, you ruined my life. Do you see this beach? I'm going to run out on the water. And I know this isn't even a beach. It's a parking lot behind this. I'm going to jump off of this cliff here, and I'm going to fall straight into the parking lot beach, if you will, and I'm going to die. That's what's going to happen. That's what will happen. That's what did happen because the Niners lost again.
What are your reactions going to be?
Woo! Taylor Swift! More Taylor!
Niners won. I know it.
Yeah?
Yep. Welcome to episode 75, the episode where we're celebrating the Niners.
That's right. Woo! Wow, what a great game that was.
That was so fun. Usher crushed it.
Oh my God.
Travis proposed.
Travis Kelce?
Yep.
To who?
To Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, I watched it. I watched it.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah.
There was
yeah.
so much that happened.
Uh-huh. Did you see any of the commercials?
Oh yeah, the Doritos one?
Yeah. Oh no, you didn't see the Danny DeVito crypto ad?
I didn't. Oh, no.
You didn't see his ad?
Did you see they're bringing Vine back?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was that, dude?
Yeah, they're bringing
Who's
Vine
it?
Back.
King Batch.
King Batch is starting off. Lele Pons is running it. And Logan Paul and Jake Paul are the CEOs and CFOs.
Got it.
Lance
okay.
Duten's running PR.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think I did see that commercial.
Yeah. How was your Super Bowl experience?
Oh, man. I put so much money down the line.
Hey, Vegas always wins,
yeah,
huh?
That's right. The house always wins.
Yeah.
I actually put a bet on how much screen time Taylor Swift is going to have on the Super Bowl.
Oh, is that a bet?
Yeah, it's a bet right now on Bet Online.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. What other
Not
bet?
To promote. Not
Wait,
to promote.
What did you bet? Like, what's the amount of time
I
that
think
you
it was like 5 minutes total.
Oh, okay.
Which I feel like is going to happen.
That seems like low.
Yeah.
What's this screen down here? Right here, yeah. Wally. Do you see this screen?
Oh, yeah, Zach.
It's so gross looking. It's this beach lifeguard guy that's taking over.
Oh, is he gonna be in the corner the whole
yeah,
time?
Yeah, look
Wait,
at that.
I'm the gross thing?
Yeah, look
oh
at that.
Oh, my God.
He has FaceTime now, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, is
Kenny's
he, like
Kim.
A Twitch stream?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude.
I thought he
yeah.
was going to kind of like, you know, pop in when
no.
the audio spikes.
He's down here every time he talks, dude. Kenny's yep. cam, ladies and gentlemen. Kenny
yeah.
got his
Kenny,
own camera.
Yeah, Kenny
Thanks
got
for
his own
me, guys.
Camera.
This is so cool. Look,
yeah.
I'm looking up at you. Hey.
Yeah,
Hey, yeah, I'm a licensed I'm a licensed.
Oh no.
oh,
oh,
oh
too much
Kenny's cam.
And it's good.
It just says no signal. I always fucking blow it. It's just a red.
Yeah, you guys pitched this to me as me being the podcast lifeguard. And so should the conversation start sinking
in any way, shape, or form,
I'm here to save it.
Wow. Did you write that ahead of time?
Yeah.
He definitely wrote
it. Yeah, he definitely wrote that ahead of time.
None of what I say
is improvised. He was practicing that in the bathroom.
Should the conversation start sinking?
I will save you.
So let's say, Kenny, I start to say something problematic.
Yeah.
Maybe racist.
Yeah. We never do that.
Well, that I wouldn't say never.
Then you would come in.
Yeah, I don't have a whistle.
You would double down on what I said.
Yeah. And I say, I'd like to back up what Waleed said about minorities.
I'd like to echo what you just said.
That's why you're here.
Yeah. Guys, not only did the 49ers win, but you won.
By
leaving a thumbs up on this episode, and rating 5 stars wherever you listen to podcasts, and write a review. Anything at this point. We don't care. Takes 5 minutes less.
And some artwork is coming in very nicely. We've seen the emails. We've printed them out in the most high definition quality that we can get.
Yep.
And we're going to frame them and we're going to put them up here. That's zosfanart@gmail.com if you want to continue this beautiful wall that will be happening, I promise you.
Yep.
But we've gotten some great pictures so far. What was your favorite one that I
saw? The one where it's both of us in it.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, you haven't even gandered.
I gandered. I saw that. There's one with both of us in it. Is there not?
All of them are all of us in it.
I'd be terrible in court.
No, there's one that's my favorite. I should probably look up the email. It's from Romney. Last name Romney. Teresa.
Oh, Mitt Romney.
Teresa.
Oh. Teresa Romney?
Yep. You see that one?
Oh, yeah, that one's sick. That's the one with both of us in it.
Yeah, it is
both. That one is sick.
But it's a quote from Mr. Beast, "Is the food good?" And it has my edamame as a tank top, New Jersey. And Waleed is the shawarma man meat texture. That's your skin texture.
Oh, I didn't know that was my
texture. It's sick.
That was paper mache.
It's really good. So thank you guys for the pictures and everything. It's beautiful. We'll put that Teresa one up there.
And we'll put it up very soon, and then we'll do like a move that bus.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to see us like hanging nails on the wall for 6 hours trying to measure it.
And you're going to also see pre-holes too, not even the
We should promote the Tots video as well. Does that come out?
No, it'll be coming out this Saturday, guys. Yes. We have more YouTube content coming down the pipe.
That's right. You guys said we want more Zach and Waleed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we did a question game of who's a better lover.
Yeah.
Tots versus Waleed.
Yep.
And you will be surprised of the winner.
You would think it's his wife. But it was close.
Please leave nice comments on that video or else I will
He's
leave.
He's going to get divorced.
His marriage is at stake here.
I forced her to come on and just leave nice videos. That or comments. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Waleed? How are you doing, Kenny? How's everyone doing today?
Fuck off.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. What are you
the Niners won. You're upset.
Yeah, I'm so upset.
Oh,
Taylor Swift didn't propose.
Oh, damn.
Fuck.
You think she's going to be the man in the relationship and propose?
Yeah, she's thinking.
Woman can propose. Taylor Swift.
These days.
Yeah. Anything can happen.
You see, I love the Swiftie community. I just want to state this first.
Uh-oh.
But did you see someone?
My lifeguard senses are changing.
No.
Get the raft.
This is funny. Someone said, I saw a video where this a fan of Taylor Swift said that she should be on the new cover of Madden.
Oh, nice.
But I'm not.
Like the video game?
Yeah, the video game cover.
That's not a bad idea. She's getting more screen time than a lot of NFL players.
And she has a freaking hell of money into the NFL.
She would do that.
I just don't know what she would do in the game. It's just like Taylor career mode, Swifty career mode.
I wonder what position in football would Taylor Swift play? She seems swift.
Right.
Running back-ish.
Yep.
That wasn't a play on word.
Okay.
She's tall.
Yep.
She's thin.
She should hoop.
Tread lightly.
She should hoop.
What? She's tall and thin.
Okay.
Chill, man.
Yeah, I'm the safety guy. I'm just making sure we're not using more adjectives than we need to.
She's busty as fuck.
There we go.
We'll cut that part.
I know it's staying in. I could see her being a really good kick returner. I would love to see her.
Dude, kick returners get leveled, though.
But she could take it.
I think she'd be honestly a good coach.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
genuinely.
There's the Giants MLB team. They have a female coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sick.
She's not an icon Taylor Swift.
No, not at all.
Sorry.
But I think Taylor could be a kick returner. That's a good one. Cornerback or running back.
Yeah.
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 Let's make it happen, NFL.
Yeah,
NFL,
let's do it.
Come on, hashtag.
We're already halfway there. Yeah. She's getting screen time all the fucking time. Just put her on the field.
Don't let her sit up there. You let her put her in the game.
Might as well.
Yeah, put her in the damn game.
Everyone's been asking me where I'm watching the game.
Yeah, where? But, what's the plan?
Or where did I watch the game? But yeah. I'm watching it at home by myself on my laptop.
By yourself?
Oh, God, yeah.
What the hell am I supposed to do?
I don't give a do whatever the go to Legends. Go on Second Street.
It's packed. It's gonna be crazy.
I have to watch it by myself.
Yeah, dude. That's a deep level of fandom.
Yeah. Yeah. If I didn't care, like the Eagles, the Eagles, Chiefs, dude, last year we went to the Super Bowl. And the video is out on our, it's a Super Bowl episode.
Yeah.
Foul tip. We went there in like the first 5 minutes of the episode. We did like a little cold open YouTube video. But we were like asking fans that were wasted.
Fucked up.
Dude,
intense.
That was hella fun. But I was always thinking like if the Niners, we lost to the Eagles for the Eagles to get there. And if the Niners were in the Super Bowl, I would have not have done that. I would have
gone and tried
to, absolutely.
Why? Because the fans are crazy?
Because on the way back, all you did was set up autopilot. We just set up a fucking phone and just head down, not even looking at the road.
Oh my god. That sounds awful.
I did not do that.
That's the whole fucking guy.
That was not us. I was listening to it. Zach was watching it. And I was editing a video while driving. Yes. That's what I was doing. Did we get the episode the next day up? Yes. It was the craziest edit ever.
Is that why you guys didn't hang out to just watch the game at a bar in Vegas?
No, we literally drove back, made some likes.
Phoenix,
yeah.
We drove back. We drove there the morning of at like 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. We set up. We like got all of our equipment ready. We interviewed drunk-ass people in the Phoenix area. And then we quickly wrapped up and just dipped and drove back the same day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
dude.
That was fucking chaos.
So if you did it again, would you stay a night maybe, get to know more fans, watch a gamer? Like,
I would 100% have to get there the night before, do like interviews earlier before the game, watch the game in my hotel room by myself. I can't do it, dude. Like, I don't know. I pace around.
He does. When I used to live with him, I have videos of him pacing around the house, screaming at the TV.
Cavs beat the Warriors in the finals.
Yeah. I had so many clips of him getting up like this. Like every 5 minutes.
I was dribbling.
Yeah. No. You're pacing, screaming fuck.
Yeah.
Hitting me. We're taking a quick break to thank a sponsor, Joy Mode. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day and you need to be ready when Cupid strikes. Whether you're looking to get lucky or spice up those intimate moments with your partner, Joy Mode Sexual Performance Booster is an all-natural and science-backed solution to every man's greatest fear, releasing the love too soon. This Valentine's Day, move on from sketchy gas station erection pills and treat yourself to a supplement you could actually trust, no prescription needed.
Simply mix with 6 to 8 ounces of water 45 minutes before sexual activity and watch the love unfold, literally. Date night will never be the same when you go to usejoymo.com for 20% off with code ZOZ. That's 20% off and free shipping with code ZOZ at usejoymode.com. We got V-Day coming up tomorrow, Waleed. I can't wait to get lucky. I'm going to get absolutely in my boxers. And you know Waleed and I are about to lay down some serious pipage thanks to Joy Mode. Am I right, guy?
And listen, when you're using Joy Mode, think of Zach and Waleed.
Yeah. I want you to close your eyes, stir that 6 to 8 ounces for 45 minutes before. And
using promo code ZOS.
Waleed's face right there. Joy Mode Sexual Performance Booster is like a pre-workout, but for sex. Designed to support erection quality, firmness, and sex drive. It contains clinically supported doses of arginine nitrate, L-citrulline, Panax ginseng, and vitamin C. You guys know what that stuff is. Joy Mode's Sexual Performance Booster is like a pre-workout, but for sex.
I don't know about you, but I'll never go back to prescription drugs after trying Joy Mode, small enough to fit in your wallet and to take with you on the go. It's a perfect date night companion. So go to usejoymode.com and get 20% off with your code ZOS at checkout. That's 20% off, free shipping with code ZOS, and use JOYMODE.com. Be at your best when love is in the air with Joy Mode.
Were you guys not watching the game? Where are you watching the game?
I'm going to my buddy's house. Yeah. We're doing a potluck.
Nice.
So we're all bringing different foods. I was assigned veggies and potato chips.
So, hell yeah.
If anybody can, I guess this is after it's happened, but I need help. I can't even figure out a veggie recipe. So what should I make?
Just
what
get the veggie platter that they sell at the grocery store.
Oh, just don't even make it? Just try it?
Oh, yeah. I actually have a great veggie recipe for you.
Yeah? Okay.
You butterfly some cucumbers. You put oil on it. You put salt, pepper, garlic powder.
Zucchini.
Yeah. Sorry, thank you.
That sounds good.
Hey.
Hey, dude.
You a chef?
Man.
Cucumber would be good to do, but yeah, zucchini, butterfly it, oil, salt, pepper, garlic powder, and Parmesan cheese on top.
Oh,
really
shit!
Good.
That's I'll make that, man.
That's really good.
Maybe I'll bring some by your place.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
The door will be locked, and I will not let anyone in.
This is how I imagine Zach watching the Super Bowl. His wife is out of town. She has to leave because it's not a safe home for her anymore. It's not safe for her.
I'm fucking wail around like this.
Because Zach is watching in front of the TV with a straight jacket on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All the blinds are dark.
My cat's on my lap.
Yep.
I'm not moving.
Right.
Laptop.
All
set
the
up.
Knives, all pointy objects in the house.
Stream then, east.
Yeah.
I'm streaming it. I'm behind like three plays.
Your dad's texting you, oh my God. And you're like, wait.
I'm
hold
so
on.
Sorry, son. Yeah. Another loss.
Oh my God. Your dad texts you, oh my God. Taylor proposed. It's really cool that a girl proposes.
So progressive.
All right. Enough foul tip.
Nah.
I'm over the whole Super Bowl shit. I'm over the Niners winning.
Yeah,
that's enough of that.
Yeah, happens. I actually hope it does happen.
What's this lovely gaming mechanism you have?
Oh,
here?
This is, you know, I saw everyone with their Apple Vision Pro, so I figured, you know, bring my little good old Meta Quest.
Oh, that's not the Android?
It is it is technically the Android version of spatial.
That's
AR,
sick.
VR, yeah.
Quest 2.
So you can get, you can travel around and like.
Yeah, it's almost like the same thing as the Apple thing.
You can see, you can still see like.
Oh, actually, don't turn it on. Zach, don't turn it on.
Oh, dude. Shit, we
oh,
lost
no.
them.
Oh,
fuck.
Zach. Oh.
Why do you have all your nudes on here, dude?
Yeah, it's all.
How do you swipe away? I'm good with this one right here.
It's an environment.
What are you seeing right now, Zach?
This
talk
is
us through it.
So sick. Waleed's hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and then he did a back shot.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit.
Oh, and then he's doing back shots. Shit. What the fuck? Dude, this is crazy.
Who's the lucky recipient?
Drake?
Oh, my God.
Drake is on here.
Dude, you got
Drake's video on
it's
here.
It's the CGI. Like,
holy shit. Dude, Drake was like this in the fucking mirror, swinging it around. That's so hot, dude.
Yeah, we were talking about this last night, and Tots said, pointed out that he was poo bearing.
Dude, he poo bearing. You know what that is?
Yeah.
He had only his shirt on and no pants.
He's like, I gotta jack up right now. The shirt stays on.
Too much work, man. It's too much work.
Dude, if you're laying pipe and you're poo bearing, that is crazy. Socks, maybe even on. You got a snack waiting for you, like Pooh Bear, like a honey bucket or something like that. Honey pot.
I honestly wonder, like, he's happy that it leaked.
Yeah.
Like,
it makes a lot of noise for him.
If it was small, you'd be pissed.
saw there was a plastic surgeon person that tweeted that he may have gotten like a pump up surgery.
Yeah, BBL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PBL.
Wait, aren't those super dangerous for the dick though?
It's Drake, bro. Even if he fucks it up, he can get money to just fix it. He's fine.
Damn. Well, Drake, I think please reach out. We need help over here at Zaws.
Are you looking at it on your laptop? Why do you have it behind you?
Oh shit.
We can see it in the reflection.
No. That's
Kenny.
That's my dick, actually.
He got the PBL.
Knocked by Miami.
Oh, dude. Hell yeah.
I wonder where he got the surgery done. If he did get surgery.
Miami.
Or Turkey.
Everyone goes, he flew to Turkey.
Well, I'm thinking Turkey should have a service where it's like full 360, hair, tummy tuck, PPL. Just get it all done and just come back upgraded.
How old is Drake? Does your dick get smaller when you get older?
No, I think you get dad dick, dude.
When 37. Drake is 37.
So you get smaller height-wise when you get older, but your dick size stays the same?
Your dick size gets dad size, so it gets girthier. Have you seen your dad's dick?
I have seen my dad's dick.
It's huge, right?
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Now that I think of it, I have seen my dad's dick.
I think we've all seen our dad's dick.
Yeah, it's fucking huge.
I don't know. When I have kids, like, I don't envision myself just prancing around, just like.
Yeah, you never know what accident might happen.
I don't know when kids' memories start setting in. 10 years old, you'll forget this. You won't remember this.
I think it gets bigger with age. At least I hope it does.
Hey. Hell yeah. Or else we'll get the PPL.
Yep.
What'd you think of the Drake video? Did you watch it?
Yeah, of course I did.
Did you search for it?
No, I was sent by a lot of people.
Oh, really?
I was actually the first one to see it.
Wow.
Because he sent it to me.
Now,
I saw you retweet it.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Did you send it to friends too? Or were you just, you saw it and you're like, I'm just going to let this ride.
I'm just going to let it ride. Yeah, yeah, I don't need to add any value to
it. You want it to ride?
Huh? No. Sorry. I said,
I'm
going to let it be. You
know? Oh, yeah. I thought you said, I want to ride.
No. I just want to ride. No, I did. What am I supposed to do? Send a video to somebody else?
That's exactly what I did. So I'm in a group chat with my homies from home, 10 people. None of them are on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm the only one on Twitter. Anytime that something's happening, I'm the guy that like is like, yo, find this video. Find this. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. What's happening? Blah, blah, blah. They all asked me like for the video.
Yo, we I need sent the it
within.
Link.
I sent it within a minute. I had it fucking ready to go.
Like copy,
mark, save,
copied and pasted,
retweeted, screen recorded it. I sent that shit. Yeah, I zoomed in. Yeah, it was a dude. He had like legs up like this.
Yeah,
just recording it. Wasn't even fully hard. Props to you, Drake. That's so cool.
Yep, sick. Yep.
Can you imagine if any of us in here did that?
Dude, I would have.
We would been... be embarrassed.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really cool. That's fucking sick.
No, it is sick. Like, dude, to be able to helicopter it around like that.
There's so many like dicks and nudes out on the internet now. Like he is already leapfrogging.
Right.
So many men's nudes.
Right.
Like, that's top news.
And now, like, when people, other rappers diss him.
You say, look at this fucking
cock.
Yeah,
look at my dick, bro. Yeah.
Ride this shit, brother.
This might save Drake's image because he's been getting so much shit online for, like, kind of doing corny shit, basically, is, like, you know, the distillation of it. But this might bring Drake back. I think he's won over to the dudes.
You know, I think his last big, like, headline thing was the Bobby Altahoff shit, his interview.
Yeah.
Remember that pod that he did?
Yeah.
And then she got the divorce. Tots had a little
theory,
a little itch in the ear that maybe they slept together and then they had to break it off.
Listen, it's not my. I'm staying out of it.
Ooh.
All right,
we're a tea pod now. Welcome to the Zach and Wally Show tea. I don't know.
It's piping hot.
I've seen those videos on TikTok when they talk about it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a little. Yeah. I feel bad.
The timing's off. Yeah.
I feel really bad for Bobby. She gets a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I don't. She's a. Her shtick for potting is awkwardness.
Yeah.
And like.
I thought that was our stick.
Yeah, that's our whole thing.
Yeah, that's our stick. Yeah.
We got to find a new shtick.
That's how we can get Drake on.
We just talk about Drake's dick for the rest of our careers. Bring Drake's dick back.
We have rulers and shit.
Did you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime, Waleed?
I know, Zach.
It's normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate. Get ahead of it with Nutrafol, a clinically tested hair growth supplement just for men. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, A, stronger, A, faster growing hair with less shedding. A, Nutrafol's hair growth supplements are physician formulated using 100% drug-free ingredients. Their patented technology provides consistent, reliable results without compromising your sex life.
Take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. With Nutrafol, building hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription, no doctor visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker and healthier hair.
For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code Zaz. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code Zaz. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code Zaz. Hey!
But have you seen this clip from Bobby, though?
Oh, no, let's see it.
Guys, this is great. This is
who did she interview?
So this is someone from Love Island, I want to say. You guys might recognize her. I don't really know.
I love Love Island, but is it USA Love Island?
I think Kenny, she's American. God, I'm shit.
Get the raft out.
Save myself right now.
Okay.
All right, love here Island. We go.
So that's why I'm interviewing you today, so I can get to know you.
So I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck that mean? Make magic or something? What is musician?
I think you're confusing that.
Yeah, I'm not no musician. I make music. I make music. And that's not all I do. I make music. I act. I'm a TV star too, a young mogul. Uh-huh.
Just really quick, I think you're confusing.
I'm not confusing nothing because you don't know. You thought that all I was a magician or whatever the fuck you said.
See, that's what I think you think I said. No, I said musician, I think, not what, magician.
I don't think, baby. I don't think. What is that? That's ghetto. I don't think. I know.
Why isn't that like a statement? Like, I don't think.
Hell I didn't yeah, say magician. Nice. Sneaky, I said sick. Musician.
It's just static.
And I think you are a musician.
No, baby. I do music.
So you, just really quick, for the record, could you say you don't think you're a musician?
I'm not none of that.
But then after that, you just said, I do music.
Yeah, I do music.
So,
all right, losing brain cells on this one.
No. Yeah, this is a tough watch. So that, I wanted to think it was fake, but I watched it a few times. That is for sure not fake.
You don't think it's staged at all?
You don't think the rappers like play it up a little bit? You know what I mean?
I mean, that clip right there makes the whole pod. Like, that makes me want to go see if that's real or not.
Yeah.
And I also want to see if they continued the pod after that, or if they just like sat in awkward like hate for like another hour.
Yeah. I guess that's what she gets you.
So what's it like being a magician? I mean, musician.
Fuck. That's the whole hour.
Too fucking close.
Speaking about hard watches, the Aiden Ross thing, you see that?
Oh, well, you sent it to me, so yeah, I did see it, but I didn't see it on the timeline at all.
I've never watched something where I felt like I'm watching like IRL bullying or like just obviously watching someone get taken advantage of.
Also, if you were to like put Playboi Carti in a crowd,
yeah,
I don't know who he is. Don't listen to him that much.
You don't listen to Playboi Carti?
No.
L.
I just don't.
Why you think he's a magician?
But then, like, and when I see this clip, I was hoping to like see like what he looked like, and he's wearing a mask the whole time, and he's only in there for like 6 seconds. And
he has changed a lot. I'll give you that. But so basically, Aiden Ross.
Great guy. Sweetheart. A gentleman.
Kind of.
Come on the show.
Kind of. I have a funny story.
Standard of streaming.
Basically, he is a streamer. His shtick now is getting rappers on and like doing streams, blah, blah. His most recent one, which was funny because he had 21 Savage on earlier. Mm-hmm. And 21 Savage's like crew had these like pack of cards that were all marked. And they were gambling. And he lost 400K. But 21 obviously paid him back. But it's just like I'm watching him get bullied.
I saw that.
Back to back.
So 21 Savage came into the game or whatever.
Yeah.
With marked cards.
His crew had marked cards. They're all playing like.
And Aiden lost 400K or just 21 Savage?
No, Aiden lost 400K.
And he paid him back.
And he paid, like, he was nice enough to pay him back. Okay. Whatever. Because everyone was like.
I saw that on Twitter and I just
quickly read and I didn't give a fuck about it. So thank you for clearing
that. Well, you didn't see the stream.
I don't give a fuck about Aiden Ross, okay, but I do care about this because this is awkward as fuck.
And then so Playboi Carti came on after the Grammys because he was in town, and Aiden said, "Hey, come to my stream. I'll give you some money. I'll give you a car, whatever." Right. So Playboi comes on for 6 minutes total time. 6 minutes, right?
Beautiful.
Like, didn't sit down, was standing around, kind of laughing, like, giggling at one point, like, super awkward, hugged him at one point.
Hell yeah.
Gave him, a bag of cash, which everyone's saying is $2 million, and then a Ferrari, a car, for 6 minutes.
How much would you pay for Playboi Carti to come on the Zach and Willie
show? Oh, $2 million
and the cart.
Yeah, and the cart, yes. So here's the clip.
All right.
You barely see him. It's like dark.
Chat, you guys got to understand, bro. It's your first time doing the streaming, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got
He doesn't
you,
do a lot Actually, of like fact, collabs, right? Like on camera shit?
Yeah, or like public appearances.
From me to you.
He's giggling. He got the money.
You know, it's a good amount of money here. From me to you. Yeah, I got you, bro. Oh, you do hugs? Oh, okay. You want to take a seat?
Can we have Aiden Ross's editor edit our videos? Yeah. I'm loving the cricket sound effects.
Clean captions, too.
Nice. I like it, bro. It's nice.
This is awkward. Hands on the hips. Just
like standing down. Yeah. He's standing.
I've got questions for him. We don't got him for too long.
Was he just like clapping violently? Yeah, he was just clapping.
I don't know. He's a weird guy.
Okay, do you don't think that's staged?
No, that I think he's... Playboi is weird.
But you don't think that Aiden...
Rappers are weird. They're always late.
True. Yeah. Right? You have experience.
They have RST, rapper standard time. That's the
that resting bitch face?
No, it's resting rapper standard time. When you ever shoot the rapper, you're like, okay, RST, roll. Whatever.
Okay.
And he's just like this. And also Aiden's kind of weird too. So I would imagine from the rapper's perspective, I'd probably want to dip as fast as I can.
But you don't think that he just handed him a empty bag and just like, you know, shredded newspaper in there?
No, he was counting the cash.
He shows it.
He did? Yeah. Oh.
He had two bags. He only gave him one.
That's crazy.
6 minutes.
So all this just from streaming, like he has that kind of dough?
Yeah, the kick the kick deal, bro. Kick, man. They're giving out deals, man. We got to get the kick deal. That's the whole thing.
Sorry.
That's why I'm doing this. To get the kick deal.
So we get a kick deal? Oh, damn. I didn't even think of that.
I don't know what I do on it.
We went from Twitch and now we got to go to Kick. I thought Kick is like the Republican of Twitch.
I don't know.
Uh-oh. Lifeguard whistle.
Oh. Oh.
Lifeguard whistle.
Come on.
Kenny sucks. What's wrong with Republicans, Zach?
All right. Well, fuck me. And then a Ferrari, too. That's fucking sick.
Yeah, and a Ferrari. And so that's what I'm thinking. All right. Okay. The same kind of method that Aiden has. What if I do that for Mr. Beast?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
How much you pay in Mr. Beast to come on?
Like $50. I don't know.
Dude, you're gonna have to pay him $2 or $2 million for the lawsuit that you got.
Oh, yes. The cease and desist. The official cease and desist letter from Beast LLC.
I tweeted a meme of the Josh Allen era is over, and now it's the Mr. Beast era.
We're going to get Mr. Beast to the car.
Now we just got to slob on Mr. Beast's
spot. I will drive that cart to wherever, North Carolina.
I think so.
Wait, driving that cart through North Carolina is going to be very
Mediterranean cart going through North Carolina.
Yeah, what the hell?
Look,
what
people.
The hell?
Well, he's like, look, guys, people donated all these eggs.
I guess they missed or something. But
just splattered.
Yeah. Oh, look, fan art is just like a slur of spray paint.
What's your next goal of getting Mr. Beast on? Or like getting his...
I don't know. I need help. I don't know. I saw the Aiden thing. I said, okay, maybe there's a way there. Maybe I could give him a car or something.
With a bag?
Yeah. With a bag of cash.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is raw meat.
What was, you had an Aiden Ross and Market story?
Oh, yeah. So I used to... When at Market, Aiden Ross came through one day.
Oh! Yes, sorry.
Go and...
I forgot that was Aiden Ross.
Yeah.
He was a nobody. Not a nobody.
No, he was still kind of popping on stream. And so this story is kind of crazy. I don't know if I should. Yeah, fuck it. Whatever, right? So he had a crew, right? And he had a manager. And the manager was like a sketchy manager. I think he was like Tory Lanez's manager at one point. and he's not doing so hot right now. So I think the dude was just like kind of sketchy the whole time. Aiden was actually surprisingly pretty nice.
Nice.
He was chill. He was like, yo, I'm down, like to have fun, goof off. And so we had this thing where we're like, oh, if you beat our owner, we'll give you a $5,000 like Swarovski crystal covered basketball. $5,000 if you beat our owner, like on stream, whatever, right? So they played. Aiden gets absolutely cooked because Mike used to play ball.
Yeah.
So play the
clip. Yeah.
Kill him.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no.
Okay, Mike.
Actually, like, it was like.
Is that his manager?
No, that's like his boy.
Be a coach on the sidelines, man.
Anyways, the score was like 11-2.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways,
pause it.
So we're like, so everyone saw him got cooked or whatever. We're like,
live.
Yeah, live. And so we gave him the ball because we felt like, you know, it was a fun thing. We felt bad.
The 5K ball.
Yeah, 5K ball, whatever, right? Yeah. And he was like, oh, like, I appreciate it. Like, you know, is there like a discount code I could give to the chat for this?
5K ball. Discount code, totally fair game.
Well, it was cool because like we sold a bunch of t-shirts, so yeah. Like kind of balanced out, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So we made a code, and he's like, "Yo, market's blessing y'all. Here's this code. Enjoy. It's from like from me, from them, whatever. Like, thanks for hopping on the stream. So whatever, we do it. We like move a bunch of t-shirts, and then his manager like calls my buddy the next day, and he goes, "Yo, just wondering, like, how many t-shirts did you guys sell?" And he was like, we don't know. Like we'll get you the exact amount. Like, why are you asking?" And he was like, "Yeah, like I was actually thinking like we should probably get a cut from that, from those that t-shirt sales, blah blah blah." But here's the crazy part, right? He was doing this without Aiden knowing. So he was getting the money just to him.
Under the table.
And it wasn't going to tell Aiden.
Damn.
Luckily, he's not his manager anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know where this guy is now.
Damn.
Sketchy as hell.
It's a baller move.
Yeah.
Hats off to the manager.
Yeah. But it was like, we also gave you a $5,000 ball.
Yeah.
So we're even.
So what was the deal for the basketball game? Like,
if Aiden beat Mike, he would have to give us $5,000. And then if we beat him, we'd give him the $5,000 ball.
Got it.
That was like the shtick. But then we're like, oh, it was a funny stream. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Let's just give him the ball. Like, we're not going to sell it. Like,
that's why you don't play pickup basketball.
I know. I guess I didn't know, like, there was street hoop law.
Mike and ball. That was fucking.
Yeah, he's sick, dude. Moves, he's sick, man. At balling.
I kind of want to beat. Can I play him for market?
Yeah.
Play him for the set.
Yeah.
For the podcast
you're gonna,
set.
You're
going to
lose.
I'm pretty good.
You're going to lose. I'm telling you.
Check this.
Let's see it. Oh. Okay.
But okay.
It went in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll edit
that. Who would win between you two?
Me. 1,000%.
He would win, but yeah. I would be the most competitive.
Who'd you play with at a... you played with someone else at a court. Fuck. You played with Dylan. You went to this dude's house.
Lil Huddy?
Yeah, you went to Lil Huddy.
No way. You played pickup basketball?
Yeah,
Lil
for
Huddy?
Some reason there was like an era where I was playing pickup basketball.
What do y'all want?
Destroys.
Lil Huddy got you a TikTok.
Nervous. Oh! There you are.
There's our boy. Skinny as fuck.
Yeah,
holy
dude,
shit.
When was this? Yeah. From here?
What are we doing? Can I live in the house?
Oh, wait. We gotta see this.
Dude.
There's no
way. No way, dude.
Our good friend.
Holy, I would cook.
Keep going. Okay. So we start playing.
It can't get better from there.
Just watch this.
Oh!
Pause it.
Is that real?
Yeah, it was real. Go back
way,
5 seconds.
I gotta
go
see
back
it.
5 seconds.
Oh, go back? Okay.
Yeah. look at my ankle. Go back again, freeze frame it where you can see my full body. My ankle is cooked. I am fucked.
Oh my god, you still have a limp to this day.
Well, you were wearing, you know, Converse.
Yeah, a hoodie.
Yeah.
Alright, so you okay.
Even everyone feels bad for you, bro.
Dude, no, they got you in a flashback.
Dude.
Wait.
That's a foul. That's an and one.
Wait, did we see some crack right there? Hold on. Hold on.
Basketball and me is not good. I have so many basketball related stories where it's just not my sport.
What is your sport, Holy?
Holy shit.
Again, oh running God, straight. Yeah. I don't know. Dude, and then so it was so funny. Then we don't show it in the video, but he crosses me up.
Again?
Yeah, Lil Huddy this time, right? And he goes, dude. He goes, this is for Charlie.
No, I'm kidding.
Also, weird Lil Huddy story. So Lil Huddy's actually very competitive.
Okay.
Like very health. Like I don't know if it was healthy, but we were.
Oh, he's like aggressive competitive?
Yeah, he's like kind of like me. And so after we got cooked in basketball.
I hate your competitiveness.
Yeah.
That's why I moved out.
After we got cooked in basketball, he was having a good time. He was like, oh, let's play another game. And we're like, oh, okay. He was like, what about foosball? We're like, okay. So he has like this crazy foosball table. He's like, you guys want to put some money down for it? We're like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, how much? He's like, $50, like each. Cooks all of us, plays all of us, whatever, right? And then wouldn't let us leave his house until we PayPal the $50.
Oh my God. Holy shit, dude.
He kept us in his crib and then was like, but like, did it in such a way where it wasn't like assertive, but. He'd be like, yeah, so like, make sure you guys PayPal me. Like, I'm a businessman too.
Like,
so.
You can't leave.
Yeah. Don't forget, yo, my PayPal is actually like right here. Like, as we try to grab our stuff and go.
He's on the hood.
Yeah.
All right, guys, PayPal.
Damn,
holy
dude.
Shit, dude. So you sent him the money, right?
Yeah, we sent him $50 each.
This is what you don't play basketball with white people.
And then his PayPal email was yougothuddied@gmail.com.
Shut the fuck
up. I'm kidding,
no
I'm kidding.
Okay. With a silly emoji
at
the end.
yougothuddied@gmail.com.
The goth era.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck, I'm trying to think.
Well, speaking of breaking your ankles, dude, you've been getting your lifts in, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good sign up for basketball.
We have our weekly weight check-in.
Right. Yeah.
I'm at 174 right now.
Fuck yeah, baby.
So I started at 179. Now I'm at 174.
Nice.
You already lost 5 pounds.
Yep, yep. Wow.
And your goal is to
Ozempic.
Your goal is to lose weight.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
I don't fucking know.
Well,
usually,
oh, I gotta
if you're like weightlifting, usually it's like, oh, I want to like add muscle and gain some weight. But you're just trying to cut.
Yeah. It's cutting and then it's just a little bit of getting jacked. And what the trainer's been telling me, you actually lose weight by creating muscle.
Yeah.
Versus running, which is something that Zach has been telling me the whole time.
Yes, good.
Yeah,
body recomposition, baby.
Trying to tell you.
But I'd rather take advice from a brand new person.
So I stepped on the scale.
Yeah.
For the first time. Mm-hmm. And I've been crushing it. Day 29 this morning, I worked out. And I hopped on the scale a couple days ago. I was 186 before I did like my yearly 2024 workouts.
Yeah.
I'm 195.
So you're about to hit 200.
Dude, this was like the craziest step on the scale thing I've ever done in my life. Cause I know I'm not eating bad. I'm not like going crazy drinking and like, you know, doing crazy shit. I think I'm honestly just like bulking it up and just fucking, but I'm scared because 200 for me personally is a number I've always been afraid to hit.
Yeah, but if it's all fucking.
I know, but I just like.
It,
baby.
It's all fucking.
Get to 220.
That's
just
so crazy,
it's all muscle?
Dude. I got to get a new license.
Yeah.
No, dude.
It's a Class C license.
They're going to be like, whoa, this scrawny, ugly guy, you're hot as hell though. Yeah. What the fuck?
What's your routine?
Yeah, I got to change it up. Yeah, but I was scared, bro. 193 or 195. Yeah.
I mean, that's sick because it's all muscle.
Yeah,
I guess. I hope
I
so. You know, we just went to Chili's last night.
Yeah, dude, that's where it came from, then.
Dude, yeah.
Smokehouse combo.
What'd you think? Kenny's first time at Chili's in a
while. That was your
long,
first
long
time at Chili's.
I got the chicken crispers with some barbecue sauce slathered on, and then I got the brisket quesadilla with a mountain of fries. And Tots was roasting me because I didn't even finish the quesadillas. Like I only got half.
It was a lot of food.
Yeah,
but it was really. It was a TMG outing.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of fun. Zach wasn't there.
I love Chili's.
But what?
Yeah.
You love Chili's?
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't you go? Oh,
yeah, interesting. In fact, your commute was probably shorter than our commute to Manhattan Beach. So.
Yeah. It was actually, because it's very close. Yeah.
Yeah, really weird. really wish you came. It was funny because we had like, I guess like part of Stretch and Fade's thing was they did a the winner gets Chili's gift cards.
Yeah.
And so Lauren just had an extra stack of Chili's gift cards. And so the server, after our meal was done, Lauren just like quickly just holds up like a literally homework stack of gift cards.
Like,
yeah, thick.
Oh, it was bad.
It was just so, we all, after we were done, heads down, we just had Lauren just like take care of it, and we just like ducked and covered for like the longest fucking time.
Don't be embarrassed, you paid for the gift cards.
Dude, like bringing out printed gift cards on a piece of paper, stapled, stacked.
Oh, I thought it was like cards. Like
No, it was printed out.
Oh. Like, yeah.
From the web.
Serial numbers that were like 30 yeah. letters and digits long and shit. Yeah.
That they probably had to manually
do. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Really embarrassing.
Yeah, so we're there an extra hour waiting for the server to like finish punching in all this, like.
And as an ex-server, I know the difficulties that Dominique had Chili's last night.
I knew you as an ex-server going, yeah, we hate to do this to you.
I stacked all the plates for us, dude. Just to help clear the table.
Guys, come on, man. Really gotta,
she's like too little, too late, man.
Yeah.
Just stop trying.
Yeah.
Anyways, Chili's is a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
wait, sorry. Back to your weight loss thing or your weight gain. How you feeling like about it?
Like I said, just the number 200 is just a scary number for me.
Yeah.
And
it's just a number, Zach.
Thank you.
Yeah. Think about it like that. When you look at yourself in the mirror and you look at the fucking jacked muscles you got.
Thanks, dude.
I think my chair just broke. I'm losing weight, I swear.
You like leaned over a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. It was just the number 200 was a little scary.
Your chair just collapsed.
Oh.
Dude, you gotta go back.
Our whole set is just falling apart. I got my my blood drawn, and I stepped up on the scale, like the manual scale where they slide the things over.
Yeah.
And I was just, I had my eyes closed because this just like, I don't know, it's just for me, like weight is just like something I don't want to be too crazy with, but it's just a family thing for me.
Yeah.
But my the person was sliding it over and I was just eyes closed and I just hear
woo.
Yeah,
whoa.
Just slides it back all the way back and it starts over again. I was like, ah,
oh, big boy, my weight.
He's a chunker.
Yeah.
you know when you tell me that I hold your side
yeah,
bed or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Look at this big boy.
Yeah. Oh man, we gotta get the elephant scale for him. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, if this makes you feel better, I went to the doctor's recently as well. If you're wearing your shoes and you just ate, you're going to be like several pounds heavier
than
what you actually are.
That was it, for sure.
No, seriously, dude. Like, I weighed like, you know, I sit around just under 230 and I was like almost 240 and I just eaten a giant breakfast and I was wearing shoes and then she writes it down. And you almost want to be like, no, it's not even close to what I weigh. And you want to tell the nurse, but then you don't want to be like a weirdo and be like, actually, I'm 11 pounds lighter than this or whatever.
It was like midday, so I did eat before, blah, blah, blah. But I got blood work done, and then they sat me in a chemo area, open area, and people were getting their chemo treatments. I almost had like PTSD fucking flashback.
Why did they see you there?
Bro, because the lobby, they were cleaning out one of the rooms.
We don't want too many big boys in the lobby. We barely have enough room as it is.
They sat me like with all these other chemo patients, and I felt so
that sucks.
Dude.
What the fuck?
Oh, I almost cried, bro. I was just like watching them just zonked out, just like getting their shit. And shit with like, if anyone's going through cancer shit, like it's the process after that sucks ass. Dude, like just constantly having to get scans, blood work, like blah, 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 waiting for the call that you're all good. Like, I'm fine.
I just
have to keep fucking.
I just imagine you as like, this is you in the chemo room, like the same ex-server mentality.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Your cord's hanging a little too low. You gotta put it over your shoulder. It helps the blood flow coming in.
Yeah, I used to do that here too.
It sucks, dude. I also hate fucking needles now. I the first time, or Last blood work I got, I almost passed out from something.
Dude, I can't. A needle is fucked up. I
had to like have them stop, give me water. My vision was hella blurred. It was really embarrassing.
Is the needle like you pass out?
Because like if the blood work person, I forget they have a title or whatever, but the people who draw your blood. If you come in nervous, I'm nervous already.
Yeah.
So she missed the first time because I didn't have it. It was early. This was another time. I didn't have any water that day, and my veins are already gone just from already having so much shit taken out of me. And so I didn't have any veins popping out, and so she was like kind of just really trying to find one. So she couldn't find one, and then she was like, I can't really see. And when she said that, I was like, oh fuck, I'm gonna be here for like another fucking
I can't really see. You're just so strong.
Who's my 200 pound boy?
The mask, there's so much mass.
Bro, please.
Did someone have Chili's last night? Who had that Santa Fe burger?
Got a little spice on it, doesn't it?
I'm not pulling any blood out. It's all grease. What's this grease coming out?
Dude, I get queasy with needles too, and I remember she tapped my arm. She's like, oh, you got good veins. And that just like set me off mentally. And then
good or bad?
Like bad.
Okay. Because I'm like, 'cause that made me queasy.
Yeah. Because I'm like, oh, fuck.
Like, what does that mean though? Like,
big boy, look at these big veins.
I just have visible veins like on my arm. And she's like, oh, yeah, you got good veins. And I'm like, oh, shit, she's going to put the needle in. And then she did. And I like got, I was like on the verge of fainting. And I kind of like, I'm sweating through my shirt. And I come to, and a male nurse has like an orange juice. He's like, hey, buddy, you want to, you should probably drink this.
He puts it in your like fucking vein.
IV drip. Yeah. So when they pop the needle, are you looking away? Are you looking?
Dude, so this is, I was just about to do it. Like, this is how I get my blood
work. Yep. Jesus, dude.
Leg jiggling, hand like not like hand covering my eye.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're doing
something
shady with the gloves.
And she's always like, are you okay? And I'm just like,
yes, just hurry the fuck up, please. Like, that's literally what I'm doing the whole time.
And like, imagine, so I'm doing this,
and then she can't find it.
And I'm like I don't want to look. I'm
you think it's done.
Yeah. And she's like just jabbing away on your arm.
And they do five for, they do tumor markers for
what
cameras.
What if you're going like this and you turn around and there's blood spewing out
everywhere? You're either going to go like gruesome, or you're going to say like the person's just like elephanting their dick on my arm or some shit. Like,
I'm biggest fear of needles.
Just teabagging my arm.
You feel that warm sack in your hand?
Yeah. Good. It is my sack.
It's not blood at all.
Wally, can you handle needles? Do you like any of
your blood? No, I'm the same as him.
Yeah.
We used to watch movies together. Every time there was a needle scene, we'd both fucking look away.
Oh, yeah. I still do that. Yeah.
So funny just that I went through all that chemo shit. And yeah.
Oh, buddy.
I sent you guys the picture of me with chemo.
Yeah.
Dude.
Looks like an alien.
Yeah, I look fucking crazy.
You look like a giant infant.
Yeah.
No, he looks like, oh, fuck. We'll pull up the picture and post. But you know when, I just, the comparison, the comparison
like
is like, you know when you like download a new game and you have to customize your character?
Dude.
He was just like bald, nothing. And like you had to change the body. Like
clean slate.
Yeah, clean slate, nothing. And then you can change his body framing and all that shit.
Oh, holy shit, dude.
That was funny. Okay. That was good. God bless you.
You know, he looks really good.
Yeah. But anyways, 3-year anniversary coming up on that bad boy.
With the chemo?
Yeah.
Hey, congrats, brother.
Thank you.
Dude,
how do you celebrate that?
I started chemo day after Valentine's Day, 2020.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Great time.
Fuck.
Smart timing.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, yes.
How's your relationship with it mentally, though? Do you feel like you have a, like, you know, that cliche, like you have a new lease on life? Like you have a...
It's like I said, dude, it's just like the post after like everything's over with, it's just still like you got to do 6 months of scans, six months of blood. Now it's like once a year. So now it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, the doctors don't give a fuck about you. The doctor came in, dude. He was just like, my first time ever meeting him. He's like, he comes in with like a fake personality, like, Zach, Zach P. P. Piona. I'm like,
my rock star.
Yeah.
My big 200 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's my killer.
My creative character.
Jesus.
I saw that scale number. Yeah. All the nurses are talking about you out there.
They call you a big boy. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah, so he comes in and just like he opens up his laptop and he goes, let's see. We saw each other, and in my head I was like, I've never met you in my fucking life. He's like, I saw you. Oh, wait.
I remember when you're this.
Yeah, I was like, bro, I've never met you in my fucking life.
Imagine he pulls out his wallet. It's a photo of you.
I would be very impressed.
Yes, I remember.
He does that. Yeah. I hear him in the next room like, oh, is this you?
Yeah.
Whoa, what the fuck?
How did you know?
He's doing that to everyone?
Yes, I have photos of everybody in my wallet.
Yeah, I just knew he didn't give a fuck about me. He doesn't know me, blah, blah, blah.
So awkward.
Yeah, really awkward. Yeah. So... But shouts out to doctors out there. They got to really fake it up just to like make it.
Yeah,
up.
They have to. Yeah, they put on a personality.
Bedside manner.
I remember I had a doctor. I was a kid. And I would, I think he was a pediatrician, but I would die laughing. This is the funniest dude I ever had in my life.
The ones that do like the light shows with the kids?
No. I thought it was going to be because I was a kid. But he's like, did someone just pee pee poo poo themselves? And as a kid, I'm fucking holding my stomach, dying, laughing. This is the funniest shit of my life.
Why?
How? Get me now.
Because like, you're an adult. I like...
And
all
he's
these...
just cracking up.
I never went to a pediatrician. My parents, would take me to like the most ghettoest, like sketchiest doctor offices, like ever. Like,
those are sometimes the best doctors.
Those are the best doctors. So, like, I was used to like some old weird guy, Dr. Mecca, or some weird dude like that. Like, going, no, this is a fucking like cool ass Filipino dude going like, you didn't pee pee poo poo yourself, did you? I'm like, oh my fuck.
How did you know?
How the fuck did you know? Don't laugh too hard. You might pee pee poo poo yourself. How did you do it?
And then that's how you got into stand up comedy.
And now he's headlining a show in Vegas. He's doing Vegas now, a residency.
Joe Coy.
Yeah.
Damn,
we
dude.
We should have him back on the pod, man.
Yeah. Can you do that bar, that funny ass line?
The bit. Yeah. His title for his special. Pee pee poo poo rat.
You're just like, that wasn't as funny as that.
Yeah.
That wasn't as good as what I remember.
Fuck.
You're washed, bro. You suck.
Doesn't hit the same.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, hated the blood, hated the doctors, but again, hats off to them. But I am doing my anime check-ins with
you. That's right. I heard you're having a good time on these new shows.
So I got some comments on our last episode, thank you.
Yeah.
Of how One Piece is just a fucking marathon.
It is.
Connor helped us realize that 800 and plus episodes of One Piece, eye-opening to me.
Which you're going to finish.
Uh-huh.
At some point in your life.
Still on episode 9.
Yeah, it's an investment. See, shows like that are an investment.
Yeah, but now I'm on Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Whoa.
Holy fucking shit, that show, bro.
It's good, man.
I feel like I'm a devil watching it. I feel like Satanist vibes when I watch it, bro.
Because it's dark, right?
It's dark. I'm on episode 7.
Right.
Alchemist? Yeah. Really? They do like the sign shit on the where how they get like the alchemists people to like come alive.
Yeah.
The fuck it is, the signs on the ground.
Yep.
Yeah. That shit is like devilish already. And then the father and daughter.
That one, dude, that's like people say, they're like, oh, animes, they're mid, they're whatever. Dude, I saw that scene and I was like, holy fucking shit. It fucks you up.
That was demonic.
Yeah.
I saw that and it was like big.
Because you've never seen anything like that, like a scene like that before, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
One Piece is just fucking like stretch and then like ricochets the gunshot off of it.
This is what I was trying to tell you, man.
Monkey Luffy. Yeah. Woo!
It's okay. Yeah. That stuff's fun. It's fun, but you gotta get to the good stuff.
That shit was crazy. Like the way that they transfer themselves and become Full Metal like brothers.
Yeah.
Demonic.
Wait, that happens there?
No, yeah, that happened like the second episode or some shit like that. All because the mother died.
Yep.
And then the flashbacks of the mother dying is
fucked up,
demonic.
Yep.
And then the brother loses his whole body. His soul is just the metal.
Yep.
And then
so sad.
The only way to keep his brother alive is he makes a deal with the devil to just lose an arm and a leg and all that shit. I'm fucking into it, bro.
Wait till you watch Attack on Titans. Then you get fucked
I got
too.
That recommendation, too.
Yep, yep.
Thank you guys again for commenting all the recommendations. I got another one, the 100, or like the Mob Psycho 100.
Yeah.
No fucking idea what that
is. No, I've seen that one, yeah.
Got that one.
Yeah.
Attack on Titan, I got a lot.
I want you to watch Chainsaw Man and One Punch Man.
So how many, can you look up how many episodes Alchemist Brotherhood is?
Yep. Oh, that's another investment.
It's like 50.
Oh, that's not bad. I'm flying. See, Alchemist Brotherhood, I'm actually like watching.
Because it's
like,
good, right?
I'm flying through it. We got back from Chili's and then like Tots hates anime, it's totally fine, but yeah. I was also a hater on anime.
You're watching your little cartoons.
Yeah, that's what she was like, I just like whispered her, I was like,
it's not cartoons, honey, your fists are ridiculous.
I'm not getting to that point. But I'm like, can I watch my anime show? And she's like, sure. Like, she was just on her phone. But yeah.
You try to explain when you watch the scene, you'd be like, honey.
She would, if she saw the shit, the Alchemist Brotherhood, I don't think.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that scene especially, or that anime would do good in a live action?
I saw that there is a live action.
Mm-hmm.
I almost watched it because I was like,
don't. It's going to ruin animes for you. Yeah. Because they do such a bad job. I haven't seen a good
live action. Is there like a live action full, the younger brother, metal guy, who loses his whole
body?
It's
probably like CGI or some shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how the fuck do they
I haven't seen
a trash can?
Dude, it's so crazy because they put so much money into live action, like Death Note. They have like Lakeith Stanfield in it, and I'm like, holy fuck, look at this. This is sick, whatever, right? Not good.
Hmm.
Not good. Miss.
Now we can transition.
Yeah.
Sure.
We will continue watching anime and do our check-ins. So mm-hmm. Stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Valentine's Day.
That's wow. Right.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
What are you
tomorrow.
Doing Valentine's Day?
I am getting ready for the cart.
Oh, nice.
That is my true love. Sorry, honey.
A plug for your cart real quick.
That's right. Big event this week, guys. Mr. Beast will be there.
Yep.
He confirmed. We're talking on text. I'm like, Beast Boy, my brother.
He's going.
Yeah, he's going to be there, I promise.
Nice.
It's gonna happening this Saturday. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm selling these t-shirts.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'll be even leaking these t-shirts.
That's so sick.
If Disney or someone is watching this, I am not selling these t-shirts.
Yep.
I just made it as a fun art piece to wear on my body and will not be making money off any Marvel licenses and likeness.
That's right. And I'm his lawyer, and I verify all those comments.
No, he is not my official lawyer.
Oh, Kenny is.
Yeah. I'm left guard, and I'm legally trained in these matters. So.
So it'll be a good time, and bring an empty stomach.
Hey, tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, hell
oh
yeah,
my
it
God,
is.
Dude. So yeah, so we actually asked fans to leave some voicemails and send in their Instagram questions that we.
Oh yes.
Yeah, we wrote out a few questions.
Zach Wally Show on Instagram.
That's right.
Yes, please go follow us. Stay tuned for more. We're gonna have more polls and questions, and we want fan engagement. With that in mind, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, so we had a couple friends of the show send in some Valentine's related questions.
Well, let's hurry it up. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Yeah. All right, let's get to them. Here's our first here's our first call.
Okay.
I have a bad dating story for you. I have a lot, but this
poor
is
girl.
Probably the one that takes the cake. Mm. So I was going on a first date with my ex, and our whole plan was to go to the Santa Monica Pier and get dinner down there and then walk around during sunset. This was a nice, wholesome time. And we park at one of the parking structures by the promenade. And as we're walking down the staircase, there's a lot of commotion. And we look and there's like one guy chasing after another guy, like yelling something. And
typical
then
Santa
next
Monica.
Thing you know, the one guy whips out a gun and shoots the other guy. So the guy like falls to the ground. And everyone's obviously freaking out, calling 911. And I look over at my ex, and he's live streaming the whole thing on the Citizen app. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm like, I'm kind of a big deal on the Citizen app. Like, I report a lot of crimes. And I was like, what? And obviously, I'm like freaking out that this just happened in front of my eyes. And he's just filming there, standing there filming it. And he finally puts his phone away after, like, everybody's, like, ambulance has come and whatever. And he's like, all right, let's go to dinner. As if nothing just happened. So that was pretty crazy. And then I continued to date him for 6 months, which...
Oh, my Lord.
Probably not my best move, but... 6 months?
We can cut that.
All right? Live and you learn.
He is a hero in our community, and he is surveilling the streets to make sure...
Mr. Citizen.
Amen. That's honestly a psychotic... First date.
That's the whole point of the app. Yeah. Oh, for the first date, yeah.
That's a crazy first date.
Yeah. I agree.
But how often do you have the chance to date a citizen app influencer, dude?
Damn.
That's so sick.
What are your brand deals?
I don't blame her.
Definitely got laid. That one. Yeah. For sure.
And posted it on citizen app.
Dude, that's insane.
That's what the noise was.
I don't know what to do if I saw some crazy shit go down and then the person next to me is
my life. First instinct is not to go on Citizen and stream it.
Oh, hang on. I got to log in.
I got the two-factor authorization.
Oh, fuck. I forgot my password.
Gotta go.
Yeah, oh, it's too late. The guy left.
One, call 911. I think that's easy first step.
Yeah.
Second, and then you can hop on.
Then you can start live streaming again.
Can you get followers on Citizen now?
Yeah, man. He just said he was a big follower on it.
That's crazy.
That's the kind of hard work to get your followers on Citizen app.
And they call him Citizen Boy.
The savior of the app.
The savior. He has merch.
Dude, going on a first date after that and then continuing to date after,
afterwards?
Yeah.
That's like a therapy like session needed.
Yeah, after. Yeah. Or like, I'm sure they talked about it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember our first date?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You want to go visit his grave?
I got so much engagement on the Citizen app, actually.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
I hope anyone else's Valentine's Day goes better than that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
All right. Well, here's our last voicemail of the day, but let's see what this guy has to say.
Hey, I'm going to be honest. I'd be like watching your podcast, and I'd be looking at how you two interact. And I think you guys are in love, and you won't admit it. So, I feel like that's true.
Wow. Oh, my God. Is that true?
What do you think of that?
You guys are in love? Leave me hanging? You're leaving me hanging?
Who put that on there?
Was that you?
No.
You left that voicemail?
Guys, cut the camera.
If you have something you want to admit, well,
nothing.
We've lived together.
Yeah.
We did a whole game of who's a better lover with Tots, and you won.
I mean, it's no spoilers.
Yeah. And you know me so well.
Yeah.
There's a question on there of how do I dress at night, and you got that right.
Yeah, well, because we lived together.
And we slept.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting. Huh.
You don't want to admit anything yet?
Huh?
Hmm?
Not on camera.
All right. What the hell's going on right
sorry,
now?
Sorry. No one else will admit it.
Anyways, guys, you'll see us make out on bonus episodes coming shortly. That's just the bonus.
We make up for an hour? Man, that would probably crush.
That would crush, yeah.
I had a funny story with your headset here. So one time I was house sitting, dog sitting for Waleed at his house, and he had this bad boy, and he showed me before the lovely setup you can get of hopping on a certain website, and you get the fucking POV vision.
Yeah. As a gag, I said, look, it's just
and look
crazy.
How silly this could be.
Yeah.
So I popped open the...
I'll show him the furniture.
I was by myself, popped open the site.
Yeah.
And it needed a charge. And I was like, oh, damn, all right. So the charger for this thing is maybe like this long. And it was only accessible via in between a wall and a bed. And his bed is high up. The charger's down here. So I had the headset on with the charger plugged in, leaning off the bed up against the wall. Desperately trying to rub one out with the fucking headset with a 3-inch fucking cable against the wall.
Just wait for it to charge like an hour or something.
Dude, did you have anywhere you were aiming when you were like...
No, it was dead. So I was just like waiting for it to charge. And I was like, as soon as it hopped on, I was going to hop on the site. So it was just, it had the charging like logo just like waiting there. And I was just like... head up against the wall just like waiting for it to fucking hop off.
Yeah, the windows down. I have big windows.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck. Dude, that was one of the best fucking hilarious stories ever.
My old spot I used to live, people would like fly drones like by like my building all the time, and I all I can imagine is Zach laying down.
Dude, this
like
cable, I swear this cable was just like this big, and I literally like, if this was the wall, I was literally like this, just like waiting for it to fucking turn back on.
Oh my god.
Hey. Back to our Valentine's Day extravaganza. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The voicemails were great, but we also had a separate question on our Instagram, mm-hmm. yeah. Zach Walicho, of bad Valentine's stories. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we got a lot of submissions, and we'll keep them private as usual.
As usual.
Because at the Zach Walicho, we stay anonymous, baby.
That's right.
First one we had, Kenny, if you want to clue that one.
Yeah, sure. This one's rough. This person says, X and I got back together on V-Day. We did anal in his car. Broke up with me a few days later.
He saw the starfish.
He saw the starfish.
Oh. And said, I'm good.
He said, my car smells now. There's tons of detailing.
I'm vegan.
The fee alone to get this whole car detailed is going to be so expensive.
Doing anal in a car? Is it in a car?
That's dangerous, dude.
That's bold.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
Anal needs to be done in a safe place.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. A lot of room around.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Cushions.
Safe. Towels.
It is soundproofed, the car.
Uh-huh.
Isolated.
Mm-hmm. And it is driving.
Maybe they did it in the bed of the truck.
Well, maybe it is a truck. Yeah.
Huh. Just have a huge anal truck.
Yeah.
Just for anal.
It's the license plate.
Anal guy.
The truck nuts are like a starfish.
Guys, we have to remember they broke up.
Oh. Oh, we're so sorry. You
can't make fun of this.
Hey, bounce back. There's always
bounce back.
Next
yep,
day.
Yep. There's always more cars.
Bounce back. There's always another car.
There's always another car with insurance.
For anal. Yeah. For anal couples. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn, that sucks. I can't do anal in a room.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Where quickly pulling out isn't a factor, because mm-hmm. that nice. Could be dangerous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Keeping the convo afloat. It's what Kenny's here for.
That's right. Lifeguard trained. All right. Submission 2. Had strep throat and the hot nurse swabbed my throat and I threw up on him. And they were nice enough to leave the slanty face, like the colon slash.
Oh, no.
That happened on Valentine's Day?
Man.
That sucks.
Oh, you're nervous, Pookie?
The person can't swallow.
Oh.
Can't deep
throat. Oh. Oof. Well, what do you think the nurse was doing? Oh, I thought you got down like that.
Damn, that's rough because, you know, if you got a gag reflex and it's a hot nurse, that I wonder how much projectile we got on this.
I've yacked on someone before.
Yeah?
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah, but that wasn't deep throating.
We were drunk.
We were drunk.
What did happen then?
No, I was fucked up. The thing is, if someone yacks on you, there's nothing.
It's over.
There's nothing else you could do but just feel bad for the person.
Yeah.
Of course, the other person doesn't want to yak on you.
Yeah.
Unless they freak, man.
That's crazy. Like, so the first story of anal breakup, throwing up is instant breakup.
Yep.
But doing anal and then breaking up is so sad. Like throwing up on someone, like, that's pretty fucking gross.
Yeah.
But doing anal and then
getting back together,
like, dude, that's
you guys are just in a not a good match.
Sad. Yeah. Well. Valentine's Day is going to be a riot.
That's right.
People.
And thank you for sending over your submissions. We'll be doing more of these in future episodes, as always.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for
voicemails.
All that good stuff.
Maybe send your honey a Pooh Bear shot, you know?
Oh, nice. Like the Drake.
Oh, like the Drake thing. Yeah. We got a good callback.
Caddy. It's like, hey, who am I? Oh, helicoptering my dick around. You know, it's like, dude. No, we like. How does it even get out? You know.
I think your screen is showing again.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
No, Kenny. The screen.
Oh, Mr.
Kenny.
What is he right behind me?
Kenny.